Calling all daydreamers and date nighters. Come immerse yourself in the rich culture of Texas and dig into our mouthwatering barbecue. Mm. Trailblazers can explore our natural wonders. And beach lovers will wonder why they've never felt so relaxed before. You're invited to discover experiences you can only find in Texas. Visit TravelTexas.com and plan your trip today. Let's Texas.
Well, flying away is awful hard when you can't get through the TSA security checkpoint. That's been a problem for a lot of people here recently. Joining us on the line, Representative Darrell Issa, Republican from California, who has an interesting idea in an op-ed that he's mentioned. You know, one of the things, I read this op-ed, very well written and some great points here. You make the point that we don't really have security at our checkpoints. What we have in America today is the illusion of security.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, unfortunately, one of the things, and bless their hearts, it's not their fault. I look at the TSA, and I look and say, first of all, they have 4,000 plus managers, which in Washington, which is an amazing ratio to the people you already see out there. But what you see is you see the illusion, because before 9/11, how many times did we have hijackers do things over the previous decade or two? And the answer was almost never. After 9/11, how often have we had it? Almost never. So the only way to determine whether or not TSA is effective is through, if you will, random unannounced testing. And in random unannounced testing, the sites that are manned by contractors and overseen by TSA, managers, outperform dramatically the ones that are run directly by TSA employees, an organization that has high turnover and low morale.
So explain the difference here, Congressman Issa, the distinction that you're making between a checkpoint that is handled, managed, and actually executed by TSA employees, and what you just described, a private contractor overseen by TSA. What does that look like?
Well, if you look at all the men and women in blue that you see as you go through these checkpoints, you see people that are in these uniforms that are just moving buckets, containers that you're going to put your phone in. You see people that are shuffling around other things, and, of course, the people that are looking at you and telling you which line to go into in some cases. Those jobs are menial. They're not what people in law enforcement would think they signed up for. They're not what people would sign up for if they wanted a career in looking for and stopping severe threat. And so one of the challenges, oh, and by the way, airlines and passengers choose to fly in and out of airports in peaks and troughs. So they also have the problem that when you and I are in long lines, it's because we're there at a peak. At the trough periods, there are people in blue sitting around with not enough to do and
right. No
lines whatsoever. Now, just to quickly, something that wasn't in the op-ed, but it's a model that everybody understands. Food safety is not perfect, but food safety is done in the following way. Vast legions of people sort your produce, slaughter your meat, and so on. And there is an oversight capability by, depending upon the agency, the Department of Agriculture or the FDA. And those inspectors may be there periodically, or they may be in a large facility there all the time. We're not suggesting for a moment that we eliminate the oversight of the Department of Homeland Security. What we're saying is make the airlines and or county management, depending upon the airport, hire, maintain, and meet a standard tested by well-trained, well-motivated oversight of TSA. Make it an inspection and review organization with the recognition that when it comes to the law enforcement side, stopping a bad person and so on, you're going to use air marshals, local police, and yes, certain TSA people. Another example is the dogs that are used. Clearly, that's a specialty that would either belong to law enforcement or to TSA. And that's where the merging of the two can give us higher results and better service.
Well, I'm wondering if indeed that might not be a better way to go, and how difficult would it be to make a change like that, do you think?
Well, it's a transitional change. Today, there are 22 airports that are the, if you will, the test babies that have proven to be more secure in random testing, cost less, and have shorter lines. So could we expand from 22 to 30 this year and to 40 the next year and eventually phase ourselves over to that as people are recruited, organizations are stood up,
right?
And there's a growing confidence. So we have a very large organization of federal employees with high turnover in TSA. That actually facilitates the transition fairly easily. It also means that the people who are good today at TSA who want to move up as the organization changes its roles know that they have a future in overseeing these facilities around the country, actually around the world, because, for example, in Canada and other places, we post TSA people for certain flights.
Congressman Issa, you have described a bloated, possibly ineffective, certainly inefficient federal agency here in describing what TSA has become. And I vividly remember the debates during 2002, post 9/11, when President Bush was sort of dragged into this argument that we need a TSA. I remember Senator Lieberman being one of the main proponents. And it almost seemed like the Democrats at the time were approaching this as some sort of jobs program, some sort of way to boost their favorability with the unions. How much do labor unions factor into the inefficiency here? How easy is it to deal with ineffective employees at the TSA level?
Well, collective bargaining and unions don't have to make something inefficient, bloated, but they often do. And if you combine it with government, then you have two opportunities.
Yeah.
Perhaps the biggest problem with TSA, of course, is that unions do want to have more union dues, so they want to have more union members. So they tend to find techniques that cause you to need more people. I want to be very careful here. If it was just about the cost, we'd be looking and saying, geez, our airline tickets cost too much. But we're not. We're looking at the two other areas based on experience. One is because of the high turnover mm-hmm. and low morale, we do have a problem of the effectiveness of these organizations. The other is because they lack the flexibility. These TSA folks, unlike, let's say, airline people who can have other jobs, they don't have the ability to easily surge for a few minutes or an hour and
right.
then go do other duties. And that's where anybody, anywhere, union or non-union, would agree that having thousands standing around between surges is not the right way
yeah.
to run it. And having a certain amount of people that aren't enough during the busy period and too much during the others isn't good for us. Again, this is a transition that I believe it's time to come.
Right.
I made that vote after 9/11, just as I did with the Patriot Act. We've come back and revisited the Patriot Act. We've refined and reduced certain aspects, enhanced it, if you will. But we've also roll back some protections that were lost. The same thing can happen with TSA. A government program doesn't have to be ordered once and never adjusted. It can be better for the American people. And by the way, the transition can be done in a way in which it's not an assault to the thousands of people that work for TSA.
I just want to, we're way over, but I just want to ask you, based on what you have heard, it's going to be pretty bad summer. It's not going to be something they can fix quickly, these long lines, right?
Well, it is. It isn't, but it could be. A simple example is to simply have the TSA issue a policy that says TSA personnel can be augmented with airline-supplied personnel whenever it can be done without compromising security. That means the person moving those little
right.
trays back and forth, that doesn't have to
that
be
TSA.
That'd have to be
a security agent.
Yeah,
that's right.
Could be
a part-time employee. All right. Thank you so much, Congressman Daryl Issa, Republican from California. Greatly appreciate you being with us this morning.
Calling all daydreamers and date nighters. Come immerse yourself in the rich culture of Texas and dig into our mouth-watering barbecue.
Mmm.
Trailblazers can explore our natural wonders. And beach lovers will wonder why they've never felt so relaxed before. you're invited to discover experiences you can only find in Texas. Visit TravelTexas.com and plan your trip today. Let's Texas. Calling all fun lovers and memory makers. Texas invites you to cheer from our stadiums and dance like no one is watching. Culture seekers can find the art that truly inspires. And from our shopping hubs to our chic boutiques, fashionistas will never leave empty-handed. Texas is an unforgettable experience that's waiting just for you. Visit TravelTexas.com and plan your trip today. Let's Texas.